The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. It was the day after Christmas, and Father Pat just finished his morning mass. And he was looking forward to just, you know, relax and, you know, catch a breath after all the hustle and bustle of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day masses. He really was looking forward to kind of sit down and enjoy and reflect on the season and enjoy the beauty of his, you know, sanctuary decorated with flowers and the nativity scene. So after he took out his chasuble and put on his clothes, he went, came out to the church, walked to the first pew, and just sat down and took a deep breath and closed his eyes for a few minutes. And when he opened his eyes, he was looking at the nativity set and specifically at the manger. And lo and behold, the manger was empty. There was no baby Jesus. Father Pat said, "Well, you know, I'm going to close my eyes and, you know, kind of rub them a little bit. Maybe I had too much eggnog last night that I'm not seeing well." So he closed his eyes, he rubbed them, he opened up his eyes again, and still there was no baby Jesus in the manger. He so began to think, where's baby Jesus? He couldn't even remember if it was there during the Mass or not. So he went back in the sacristy and called to Mrs. Jones, who is one of the altar care ladies, and said, "Mrs. Jones, did you take baby Jesus out of the manger?" And she said, "Father, no, why would I take him out of the manger?" He said, "I don't know, but he's not there." She said, "Father, what do you mean he's not there? Are you sure?" He said, "Go and look." So she came out and looked, and there was no baby Jesus. She came back, said, "Father, I don't know what happened. You're right, he's not there." I said, he told her, "Well, go look, maybe somebody else is here, took him, you know, out of the manger." She said, "Father, I'm the only one here." Father Pat just didn't know what to do, you know. Sunday Mass was coming, you know, the next day, and if people come in the church and there's no baby Jesus, what are they going to think? What are they going to say about him? So he needed to catch some fresh air, so he put on his coat and went out for a walk. As he was walking, suddenly he hears his name being called out. "Father Pat, Father Pat, come over here. You got to see my Christmas present." He looked around, and across the street was little Joey. Father Pat knew Joey very well. He said, "Joey, I'm busy right now." You know, his mind was not on his Christmas present, but Joey didn't, you know, stop. He didn't give up. "Father Pat, you gotta come over here. I'll come to you, but I'm not supposed to cross the street. You gotta see my Christmas present." Father Pat, knowing Joey, he knew there's no way out of this unless he goes over, looks at his Christmas present, and, you know, goes on trying to figure out his problem. So he goes over to Joey and says, "Well, Joey, what did you get for Christmas?" And Joey said, "Look, Father, I got the red wagon. That's all I wanted. All the before Christmas, I was praying every day to Santa Claus. I wrote letters. I went to the malls and told the Santa Claus is there," which I know they're not the real one, "but I told them to tell the real Santa Claus, I just want a red wagon, nothing else. And then I also played my Jesus card." Said, "What do you mean, Joey?" Said, "Every night I pray to Jesus and said, 'Please, Jesus, if you tell Santa Claus to bring me the red wagon, he always listens to you. And I promise you, Jesus, if you do this, I'll have a surprise for you.' And see, Father, I woke up this yesterday morning, came down to the living room, and there under the tree was this beautiful red wagon that Santa Claus brought me. Look how beautiful its color is. Look how it shines." Said, "Well, Joey, that's great. I'm happy you got your Christmas present." At that time, Father Pat noticed that there was like a blanket in the wagon and something under the blanket. He said, "But Joey, why do you have a blanket in the wagon?" He said, "Oh, I didn't tell you the promise I made to Jesus. I told him if I get the red wagon, he'll be the first one to ride in it. So this morning, I went to the church and took baby Jesus after the mass because I knew I couldn't do it on Christmas Day, and I brought the blanket to keep him warm." Father Pat didn't know whether he's going to choke Joey or give him a hug. So he gave him a really strong hug. He said, "Joey, okay, well, good, but I think I should walk with you to make sure that baby Jesus gets back to the church safe." Joey, in his own way, understood what Christmas is all about. It's not about something that happened 2,000 years ago, that God was born in human flesh. It's that God who was born in human flesh is Emmanuel, the God who is with us at every time, every place. It's a new beginning with God where God chose to have a personal relationship with us. That's why he became human. He doesn't want to be a distant God, a God somewhere up there, or a philosophical God, or a theological God. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. That's what the incarnation is all about. God seeing our goodness. God wanting to be one like us except for sin, so we know how we can relate to him. So we can know how to love like he loves us. And so we can give back that love to him. That's what Christmas is all about. It's now. That same God who was born 2,000 years ago is present in the world today now. And he wants us to get to know him better and to allow him to get to know us better. You know, you heard in the story, Mary and Joseph ended up in the stable because there was no room in the inn. Do you have room for Christ in your life? Or you could have the sign on your heart, "No vacancy." Jesus wants to be with us, to walk with us. Like Joey, for us to turn to him when we need something, when we have problems, to talk to him, to take him with us wherever we go, to be part of our daily lives. Not something we celebrate once a year or once in a while. He wants a true relationship with each one of us. You know, it's been a tough year for many of us. Some of us maybe lost loved ones because of COVID or other illnesses. All these uncertainties, we're not sure what's going to happen. It's hard to plan. It's hard to know what to do. We look coming into a new year, and still, we're still in that same uncertainty. We don't have to face it alone. The good news today is we have hope. The good news today is the words that the archangel, God through the archangel and the angels told Mary and Joseph and the shepherd, do not be afraid. I am Emmanuel, the God who is with you. And there is nothing impossible for God if we allow God in our hearts. No matter what kind of relationship we have with God tonight, God wants more. God doesn't want to settle to what we have because there is no boundaries for that relationship. And God wants us and invites us tonight to grow deeper into that relationship. Spend more time with Him. Be more familiar with His words. Talk to Him more often and listen to Him. Jesus was born not because Mary was praying she wants to be the mother of God, not because Joseph wanted to be the legal father of the Son of God. Jesus was born because God chose to take on human flesh. He's the one who sent the message to Mary. He's the one who sent the message to Joseph. He's the one who announced to the shepherds the birth of His Son. And Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, they all listened and believed. That's how we build that relationship with Christ. That's how we make it more stronger and deeper. That's how we belong to begin to trust Him and rely on Him. But if we don't have any relationship with Him, then how can we expect to grow in a love and trust for God? How can we expect us ourselves to do what the God's Word tells us to do? Today, a Savior is born for us. We don't have to face the future alone. Yes, there is uncertainty, but deep down in our hearts, we have the rootedness that we are with Jesus, with God, who is, who was, and who is to come. He's always there. We can always depend on Him and turn to Him. And if we do what He tells us to do, then we'll really experience the joy and peace of Christmas. You know, the joy of Christmas, the peace of Christmas, doesn't come in from opening the gifts and having the celebrations, from decorating our homes. That's all fine, but you know, in a few days, it's just past. But the one thing that stays forever is Jesus Christ, who was born on this night 2,000 years ago. And who one day will come back to us to really unite us with Him for all eternity.